Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Did you see that? Jesus was manifested in these last times. He's talking about the last days. Jesus was manifested in the last days for who? For you and for me. He was revealed for us, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit under unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as a flower of grass. The grass withers, the flower thereof falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Amen. I thank God. I want to call your attention tonight to verse number 19, that we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Amen. We're redeemed from what? We're redeemed from all iniquity. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. We're redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. We're redeemed from Satan's authority, his power and his control, which means I don't have to submit to the devil. I don't have to live a sinful life, and I'm saved by grace. Glory to God. Oh, I can say to you, I'm saved by grace. I'm delivered from the power of darkness. Amen. And I'm redeemed from all iniquity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have eternal life because of that. I'm saved. I'm delivered from Satan, and I don't have to live a sinful life. Amen. And then I like verse number 23 here. It says, being born again. Everybody say born again. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, that's perishable seed, but of incorruptible, non-perishable seed. The word of God is non-perishable, non-destructible. It's everlasting and ever living. The word of God is full of life and full of power. Amen. And it's when we mix faith with that word, it calls us to be born anew, born from above. It calls our spiritual DNA to change. Now we got the life of God in us, and we are partakers of his divine nature. How many of you are partakers of his divine nature? Oh, I'm a partaker. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a partaker of the divine nature of God. Go ahead, look at him again and say, I've got the life of God in me. Go ahead and say, I'm born again. Don't be afraid to use that word, born again. I'm born from above. I'm born of the Spirit. Glory to God. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Look at your neighbor. Say, I'm a new creation on the inside. I'm born again by believing the word. When I believe that Jesus died for my sins and that God raised him from the dead and that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that he's alive at this very moment that I'm speaking. And I asked him to come into my life and to forgive me, and I repented of my sins. I'm going to tell you, he did something for me that I couldn't do for myself. He gave me his very own life and his very own nature. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, if any man's in union with Christ, if any man is joined to Christ, how many of you have been joined to him? How many of you in union with him? Then you ain't who you used to be. Look at your neighbor and say, I ain't who I used to be. Old things didn't pass away. Not until I really believed with my heart and really prayed from my heart, then old things pass away, and behold, all things are become new. Not all things became new, but everything is become new. That means I'm still tasting of new things. Everything become new. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. Amen. I'm still in pursuit of God. Everything have become new. Old things pass away, behold, all things are become new. Well, what became new? I'm going to tell you, in your heart, something became new on the inside of you. I'm going to tell you, there's a new nature in you. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, I'm so glad when I got saved, all of a sudden, I didn't want to do wrong. My desires changed. I didn't want to sin anymore. I just wanted to please God. I just wanted to do God's will. I just wanted to delight his heart. I said, man, that's amazing to me. I don't want to do them things I used to do. My spiritual eyes opened up. And that blindness that Satan had blinded me with was gone. See, Jesus annihilated that spiritual blindness. And now I can see, glory to God. Now I can hear with spiritual ears and see with spiritual eyes and believe with a brand new heart. Glory to God. My whole life changed, and your life changed too if you're really born again. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a new creature in Christ. Say, I'm a new creation. Tell your neighbor, say, God lives in me. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. That means that the word is alive. And it's alive right now. That means it's full and packed with the life of God. The word of God's full of life. Jesus said, you're clean by the word that I've spoken to you. See, Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That means they are living. They are alive. Amen. Hebrews tells us that the word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to dividing a son of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you, when we got born again, we became partakers of God's divine nature. All right, look at chapter 1 again, the same chapter. Look at verse 3. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again. In other words, or he has given birth to us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. We are partakers of the divine nature of God. Amen. Now, turn over to Galatians chapter 5. Everybody say, I'm a partaker of God's divine nature. All right, well, what does that really mean? Well, what is the nature of God? What is the nature of God? If I'm a partaker of his divine nature, then what is it? What have I become a partaker of? What are you a partaker of? You say you're a partaker of his divine nature, then what do you have inside of you? If you say the life of God is in you, amen, how does that life manifest? How does the life of God manifest in you? How does the life of God in you manifest itself to the world? You got his divine nature in it. What is the nature of God? All right, well, let's look at it right here in Galatians chapter 5. Look at verse number 22. Look at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit. Everybody say the fruit of the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Amen? Praise God. Notice here, it says, against such there is no law. For they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Now, if we are partakers of God's divine nature and we got the life of God in us, then that's going to be a manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is the nature of God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
PDA, I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like you never hit me before.
I don't wanna keep quiet. It's been going on for too long.